Brucey, as I call him, the boss.
No, that's Bruce Springsteen.
No. I call Bruce Willis the boss.
Why?
Because...
That's Tony Danza.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's what I'm thinking of. So who was in The Sixth Sense? I thought that was Tony Danza. That part where he's like, Angela, Mona, Samantha, Jonathan, Thunderdome. Salvation Army or a Goodwill?
I was at a Salvation Army. I was buying some pants for my son because I love him. You know,
is the Salvation Army related in any way to the military? I don't know.
Well, they do have uniforms.
Yeah,
I feel
like that's a question for Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Too bad Pamela's not here to look it up.
Why isn't an army? Like it's an army, isn't it?
Is it like a? Is it actually like the actual army from the Crusades, just passed down through the years?
Yeah,
and now mellowed. Instead of like going into like an Islamic country and killing all of the people,
right.
They just sell shitty clothes that are outdated.
Hey, those are name
and
brand
smell
clothes.
Like mothballs.
Those are name brand clothes
that smell like mothballs.
Okay. That's true. I don't know. They're like, killing people isn't getting through to them. So maybe we should help them.
By selling them
we'll
clothes.
Help these people get rid of their junk.
And, that,
and
yeah,
then give them
sell
money.
It to other people, and then we'll give the money to poor people.
It's a win-win-win. Except now we have uniforms that we don't need because we don't kill anybody anymore. And can I be a sergeant? Like,
yeah.
Can I be like...
Yeah, what if you're like, I am a corporal? Oh, really? In what branch? The Salvation Army. I'm in the Army. Oh, wow. That's awesome. Salvation.
What if you're like, you know how like all the each military branch has its like specialized ops.
Right, right.
Unit.
Like the Green Beret, and then there's like the Navy SEALs.
What would the Salvation Army's be? The dumpster. No, the I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't even think.
But like what would they do? Their job
they
would be
sneak into your house and
steal
your good
stuff.
And
actually take your good stuff.
But like it'd be for good purpose. You know, like,
yeah, yeah. But they would go on a mission where they would like steal a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
For
they'd
good.
Be like the
Robin Hoods.
Yeah.
Maybe they could be called the Merry Men.
Yeah.
So
I'm one of the Merry Men.
Because Salvation Army, you know, like it's doesn't sound super tough. It sounds like
we're gonna fight for your salvation.
Yeah. It sounds impressive.
We're gonna defend your salvation.
So maybe not like Merry Men, maybe but something along those lines.
I mean,
the
Navy SEALs really, if you'd break that down, isn't really that tough.
Yeah.
I can balance a ball on my nose. Also a sea lion. Why didn't they go with sea lion? No, it's a monkey.
Oh.
Like, why didn't they go with sea lion?
Right.
That's tougher sounding.
I think it was more like a seal, like a seal of approval.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think you're off.
Oh, well, yeah, because they're in the water.
Yeah, it's a seal. Did you really think it was a wax seal?
No, I didn't, but I just thought
maybe
I don't want to get beat up by an ex-Navy SEAL. Maybe one of our listeners is an ex-Navy SEAL, and I don't want to get... the one move kill that they know where they touch you with one touch and it
Why you gotta make fun of their move?
What?
It's just one, they only know one move is what you're saying?
No.
Dude, you deserve to get beat up by the Navy
The kill
SEALs.
Only involves one move.
There you go again. Dude, these guys are tough. I don't know why you would say stuff like that.
You said
them.
It.
Maybe it's like the Thompson water seal. It's that tough. It defends, like the enemy is rain.
That is not yeah. as tough.
The enemy is rain.
Thompson's Navy SEAL.
My Navy hasn't rotted for 20. I built this Navy in 1952.
I built 1952. This Navy on 1952.
See, we take the headphones off. We can't focus even a little bit.
But I like it.
Wow.
Welcome back to Stick It In Your Hole. Unleashed.
Still censored. Actually,
it's censored.
We're unleashed now, but we are more censored. So no curse. No cursing.
Curse.
No cursing.
All right. So you were at a Salvation Army.
Yeah. And it got me to thinking. While I was standing.
I love a story that starts, you know, Parker, I was thinking. I was at a place.
It didn't start that way. First off.
Why were you there again?
If you listen, see, put your headphones. You put your headphones on.
Shut up. Just why were you there?
I was buying pants for my son.
Oh.
Because I love him.
Because I love him. I remember you say that.
Half of the price.
I knew it was something about your son because I remember you saying, I love him.
Yeah.
So, okay. So you're willing to pay for outdated, worn clothes.
Yeah.
Because you love him so much.
Exactly. That's my point. The point I was trying to
Heaven
make.
Heaven forbid you go to Gap Kids. Dude, treat your kid to some nice clothes.
Those clothes are ridiculously expensive.
Yeah. Well, they're the same quality.
Redonkulous.
Well, they're the same quality, so you know that must mean something. They must be better.
Why would it be?
Because they're more expensive for the same quality. Must be better.
Most of the clothes I buy are Gap Kids at the Salvation Army.
At the Salvation Army.
That's what I mean.
Well, no, that's the funny thing is that they're not there because they would be ripped and then get thrown out.
I gotcha.
The ones that are at there are
they're
like,
actually better.
They're
actually,
better. They're the ones that people got from Sears at a discount. Right. And then they lasted so long that the kid grew out of them.
Yeah.
Gap, it's like, oh, they ripped already.
Ripped at the seams. So anyway, I'm standing in line.
Right.
There's an old lady in front of me with a mustache. Not relevant to the story. Just trying to paint a picture. And so I'm looking around me.
Right.
And they have bookshelves and bookshelves, but they're CD. They're for CDs.
Oh, right. Like a shelving unit that's for CDs.
Right.
Okay.
And also on top of it, there's those suitcases for cassette tapes.
Oh yeah, Pamela has one of those in the basement.
And that was it. That was
with the little.
And one of the things I thought of: why did they make bookshelves for CDs, but they never made bookshelves for cassette tapes?
Except at like the place where you bought them.
Well, right,
right.
But I'm talking about like,
but not
these
at your house.
Bookshelves
right.
were like,
yeah, because they would be so small. They would be so silly looking.
Well, they're not much smaller than a CD case. I mean, a CD case is thin.
Yeah,
a little bit.
I guess.
Tall.
I guess.
But
they,
like,
they would
like,
look funny though.
It's when CDs came out. They're like, I'm going to show off my collection.
Right.
But cassette tapes. It was like, you don't need to see this. Mm. This is not attractive.
What about like? I used to be like impressed when you'd see like pictures of people's like.
Yeah.
Wall. You know, like in a magazine, and it would be like this celebrity's house, and then it was like a wall of CDs.
Right.
Whoa, that's awesome.
I knew a guy
if it
that
was a wall of tapes, it would be so silly.
Yeah. some of these are singles.
Yeah. Some of them are the same cassette.
Some of these
but
are
one wore out, so I bought another one.
Some I taped over. I put tape over the holes and
put tape
some
over
of it's just stuff I taped off the radio.
I used to put my stereo that did a record with, and it had like one of those microphones that was like the one line.
Yeah.
And he could be like, yeah. And I would put it up to my television and record MTV like videos. Well, I would record the song off the video on MTV. And it would be like I would listen to it back and it'd be like, you know, Jeremy spoke.
And you hear
Parker, dinner's ready. Yeah. I'm coming, Mom.
Jeremy spoke.
And it's so quiet.
But you hear,
and you blast it in the car, and it'd be like, with just ambient sound. Jeremy spoke. And I'd be like, yeah, I love
like,
Pearl Jam.
Like, what? You hear me like, what? No, be quiet. No, I'm recording.
No, Mom, I'm recording.
Quiet. Okay, I'll do it.
I'll take the garbage out.
Just wait
to the end of
the song.
I
don't know.
It's under the bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
They only showed 120 minutes, and I can't stay up that late. You're ruining it. What? Oh, be quiet, please. We're like mid-song here. Beep, beep, beep. This is a warning from the National Weather.
If this were an actual emergency. Anyway.
So and then the other thing I saw was, and I don't even know what this was for, but it was this, it was like an actual like coffee table size cabinet, and it folded down, and I believe it was for like a stereo or maybe records. And I was just thinking, like, all these things, like, even computer tables now, like, even, like, big honking computer desks.
Yeah.
Or even, like, entertainment centers for your big honking TV. All this furniture.
It's all outdated. It's all obsolete.
Yeah, and at one point, it was our goal to have the biggest furniture to showcase our electronics.
Our giant electronics.
Yeah. And like, now, it's like we want everything as tiny as we can possibly get it.
It's like we put the TVs on the wall.
Right.
There's no entertainment center. It's on the wall. It's like there's nothing.
Now. It's like artwork. I don't have to walk around it.
Nothing on the floor. Yeah. It's a television, and there's nothing in the whole room.
I don't have.
It's a blank, empty room.
But like it used to be, like,
yeah,
I had to buy this cabinet because my TV's 46 inch, and the tube is huge.
Yeah, and then it'd be this cabinet with these giant doors.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I can close the whole thing up. Your room is like half the size it was when you bought the house. But it's like I can close the whole thing off. I got all my CDs and all my VHS.
Yeah, in the side compartment.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, and there was always hidden compartments for everything. Like, look, this looks like drawers I would pull out. No, it's a lazy Susan. Look, that's where all my CDs are. You know?
Exactly. What are we gonna do with it all?
With the stuff?
Just garbage.
I don't know.
So we just, it's going to free cycle.
Probably. I don't even think
it's
going to
fill a landfill. I mean, really, because, like, what can you use it for?
I don't. It's
like documents?
Even that? Like, we don't even save
papers. I folded up my documents.
We don't even save papers anymore.
No.
And it's such a size that you couldn't put books on those shelves.
Right.
And
right.
A lot of times you can't even adjust those shelves. And then those briefcases for the cassette tapes.
Those are so ridiculous.
Like, why couldn't we have just stacked them in tightly? Why do we have to have slotted?
They were slots in there.
It's like, I can get 12 cassette tapes, and I need to carry them in this.
Well,
suitcase.
The thing was that it was like this with the slots, you could fit an extra at least one cassette if they would let you just have them touch.
Right.
And I'm like, are your cassettes wet? Like, why can't they touch? Like, what's the
right?
What's the, do they have wet paint on them?
Yeah.
Like, why do
and
they need to be separated?
And then you always lose a cassette. You always lose one of the cases.
Right. So then the one's
one
just
that's
like
just
hanging in there.
Flopping in there. And you couldn't buy, you can buy cases for CDs. You couldn't just buy cases for cassettes back then.
Right.
You could buy blank cassettes, but you couldn't buy just cases.
No, you definitely couldn't.
And so it's like, I don't know. It's funny. But yeah, now there's all this furniture. But there was a time we'd be like, "Well, I bought this. I have to buy furniture, so I can house this thing."
Yeah,
you know. So now we have all that extra furniture. I wonder. Like, luckily, I don't have any of it.
Right.
But I'm just wondering what people do now. Like,
it's just garbage, man.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's just sad. But I think there's nothing else to do with it.
Like, unless you start by like. Maybe someday there'll be someone that collects enough iPods. They'd be like, luckily
I have a case.
Yeah, luckily I found this old CD case.
He would have it in a tape caddy.
Yeah.
They would fit right in.
There's like and a terabyte like... of, there's like 8 years of music in there now.
He's like, well, I went through and cataloged. This is all recorded music from 1947.
Yeah.
All recorded music from that point on these 20 iPods.
Yeah. These are the old iPods. The new iPods are still too small. The old iPods fit almost perfectly.
The first generation iPods.
First generation.
That were basically a hard drive with a screen.
I made a RAID server out of this cassette holder.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Oh man, it is sad. And then it's at the Goodwill or the Salvation Army and you're like,
no one's gonna.
But
buy
you
that.
Know, it was like the people like me that are putting that stuff there.
But I mean, some of those entertainment centers,
right?
Could we not make bum houses, like houses for the homeless? They're big enough.
What did you call it?
Bum houses.
A bum.
You can have a whole neighborhood of entertainment centers.
Right.
I mean, you got.
So like, you would go to like. Like when you see Slumdog Millionaire, instead of like a whole bunch of shanties, it'd be a whole bunch of entertainment
right. Centers. You just need to coat them with, Thompson's Water Seal or something. But like a lot of those things have enclosed, like those TVs were huge. So a lot of them, you can, and like you could close it because when you have company over, you don't want the company to know you have a TV. You want them to think you just have a huge effing piece of furniture.
That has no purpose.
No.
Unless later you open it and they're, oh, it's a TV thing.
But you want them to assume that you keep your clothes in the living room.
In a giant armoire.
Yeah, or like Narnia is behind those doors.
Yeah. Don't go in there.
We don't watch TV.
Oh, you want to watch TV? Okay, then we can go.
Yeah, check this out. Check this out. You didn't know this was a TV, right? You didn't know.
I had an idea.
That's Cherry. That's all.
I had an idea. That
thing weighs 9,000 pounds to hide our 8,000 pound TV.
Solid wood. Solid wood.
Amazing.
Cost me $72,000.
You got to imagine, there were guys back then that made their career was making, like designing.
Building and designing.
They're like, I am a craftsman. I used to make real fine furniture. Now
chairs don't go out of style.
I make real fine furniture for your electronics. Right?
Yeah. what would you need at this point when you have the TV, it's up on the wall, and then you have like
all your movies on hard drives. You know what I mean? You don't even need.
Yeah, you access them. You know, via your media server. Right. You know, you have like a Mac Mini, like with a media server on it or something.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, so I need this much space for my Mac Mini.
Yeah.
And this much space for my video server.
Yeah.
So you can have like, so you'd have like basically like one of those like antique coffee tables that's like, or those end table things that you see like in fancy houses that are like, they just hold a potted plant.
Right. Yeah.
That's what you would have your entire entertainment center on.
Right.
Underneath your TV mounted on the wall.
Yeah.
Tiny little table.
Yeah, that's
two things and a wire going up.
Yeah.
That's it.
You don't need the wire? I don't know if you need wires anymore.
No. Yeah. It's all wireless.
So, yeah. I just think
mount them on the wall. Maybe start mounting everything on the wall. All of it.
Yeah.
Like mount like all your computer on the wall.
But at the same time, don't you think it would be a great like housing unit?
That is a possibility. I mean it's a lot of wood. Minimally, the wood should be taken apart and used to be built houses.
Right.
I don't really know just keeping them the way
I think it'd be cute because it could almost be a tourist attraction then. You have Hobo Entertainment Center town. You drive by and you're like, look, kids, looks like when I was your age, that used to be where we kept our TV. Now, some people live in there. My TV used to be as big as that bum.
And that bum and his family.
Yeah. I think each person.
We used to live to such an excess that our TVs were as big as a small bum family.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's real wood, kids.
You never find that in a piece of IKEA furniture.
No, sir. And then you find the one bum who accidentally gets the IKEA.
Yeah.
In the payment center, he's like, it's just a soggy mess.
After one rain.
Yeah. I guess better luck next time. It's like, if you wonder, like, the ones that were handmade, like, do you think, like, going through that family's head is like, this is going to be handed down from generation?
Right.
You know, like,
it's not an Oriental rug.
No, but, like, I have that grandfather clock that my grandfather made. But, like, I it was like, this is going to be a family heirloom. Like, someone looked at those things like, I can't wait to hand this down to Billy. Like
when he has his 32-inch.
Gigantic tube.
32-inch.
He'll get my entire CD collection. And all the box sets.
And I'll even leave one of the shelves open for his collection to add on to it.
Yeah. I mean, by the time he's all grown up, they're going to need whole houses just for their entertainment. A whole separate entertainment house.
Instead of like slaves' quarters, they have our servants' quarters. They have entertainment quarters.
Yeah.
Like, that's our entertainment house back there.
Man, I can't imagine what's going to be like when Billy's all grown up. Speakers are going to be enormous. Like, my speakers now are almost 4 foot tall. But man, the way technology is changing, those speakers are going to be huge. The TV is going to be as big as my shed. because the tubes are going to be
the house.
They're going to be able to. They're going to be able to make those tubes ginormous. It's going to be great.
And that would be. Oh my gosh, that's funny. Yeah, I don't know. I don't. I think that. That we should definitely send this in to President Obama. This could be something that he could do with the bums.
Yeah.
The bum problem.
I mean, we're in hard times now.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's bums at this point. There's a lot of people that weren't bums that are bums now.
Yeah.
2 years ago, they weren't bums. They'd be happy. They were living in a house.
They'd be happy to live in
They probably own one of these entertainment centers.
Hopefully they can hold on to that entertainment center. Yeah. Set up shop right outside the house that was foreclosed on.
Maybe he could come out and say that, like in his State of the Union. He'd be like, you know, I implore all of you who used to have a giant house but had a crappy mortgage and are now foreclosed, keep your entertainment center. Hopefully, you can live in it.
Hopefully you haven't upgraded yet.
Yeah.
Hopefully you haven't upgraded to flat screen.
Or if you did, hopefully you put the entertainment center in the basement.
In the basement. Hopefully soon that was going to be your workout room, but you thought maybe the entertainment center would fit down there.
Right.
And it Hold on to that.
And it didn't. It got wedged in the stairwell to the basement, and you just left
hopefully
it.
Hopefully you didn't break it up.
And you left it because you were like, screw it. I can't even take it out of there.
Hopefully you weren't slowly taking it apart and putting one piece in the garbage at a time to get rid of it.
Because if you didn't, you can live in it.
Please, we are going to issue a coupon for a 1 5-gallon jug of Thompson's Water Seal.
To seal up your entertainment center to be used as housing. Everybody's standing up clapping. Yay!
Now get this. He's like, that's what the president says. Now get this. You got that hole in the back where you used to put the cords to plug into the wall. Now that your extension cord's in to power your house.
Your house in the entertainment center.
That's times are hard. You got cell phones. You don't even need a phone.
Right. You can fit all of your new electronics into your entertainment center and yourself. That's how big your entertainment centers used to be.
Yeah. You're welcome. This is my solution.
Get a video watch. Get an iPod Touch. And you're set. It's all the TV you need.
Go out to eat. We haven't figured out.
Where you?
You probably have a microwave. You probably fit a microwave where you used to keep your VHSs. Just stick a microwave right under there.
Yeah.
You're laying in bed. You reach down. You open up that cabinet underneath you. Because you're sleeping where the TV was.
Right, obviously.
Everybody, America.
Obviously, America.
I'm
Come
Barack
on.
Obama.
Seriously. Maybe you can hang a hammock from one side to the other.
Could be. That'd
you know, get
idea.
Like a four-layer.
That's ergonomical.
With you and your wife and your kids. And your 2.5 kids.
Think these things through, people.
You can let your dog out into the expansive, drawers where you kept all your game accessories.
Yeah. Yeah. You might
That's
still
the
have.
Dog kennel could be.
You might still have that 5-disc turntable CD player. I don't know what you could do with that, but if you have it, they're pretty great.
Maybe you could sell it. Use the money to buy food.
Maybe you could generate heat by just spinning it constantly.
Or you can make a fun game out of watching the numbers change.
Yeah.
Because there's always those crazy demo screens
yeah.
that are like doing stuff. And you're like, what the F is this?
Hold on. Take your gigantic speakers from the mid-80s. Flip them on their side. Put your whole entertainment center up on top of that. That way water won't get in.
For floods
Those
and
speakers,
such.
Well, they'll be ruined.
Right.
but they
honestly,
have pretty good weight to them.
But honestly, the earbuds that you currently have for your iPod
sound
Touch
way
is
better.
Plenty. It's plenty
sound,
better.
They sound way better. This is my solution to
a
new
this
America.
This is change. This is the change that I've been talking about. America. The hope is now.
The hope chess.
Hope chests. Live in them.
No, don't. Those are really worth something.
Yeah,
your entertainment centers are garbage.
Fill your hope chest with...
Your valuables.
With valuables and comforters. And then put it inside of your entertainment center house.
Yeah. Just throw out those old copies of Ghostbusters. That is room for food.
It will make you walk when
the cassette things could be?
What?
A magician decks of cards.
Yeah.
He can hold all these decks of cards. He'd be like, I have all these decks of cards. Pick a deck, any deck. This one. All right.
52.
Yeah. Let me guess. Bicycle. You picked the bicycle deck. Yeah, they're all bicycle decks. Yes.
That's all they had.
Well, bicycle is pretty much a monopoly.
The red pack. No, it's the blue pack. I am not
picked,
a good.
You picked Old Maid. Yes, that's right.
It's Go Fish. That's a good idea. That is a good idea. Keep your packs of cards.
Keep your.
Maybe you're a smoker. Take your whole carton.
That many cigarettes, yeah. Maybe you're a. Like you're like one of those micro brew people, but for cigarettes.
Yeah.
Like you have all the different types of American Spirit. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
What are they called? Those American Native Spirit. American ones.
The ones that are good for you.
Right.
Right.
And then like you have all the like unique ones. Yeah. And you keep them in there. And you're like, well, normally I don't crack these out to just anybody, but you guys seem like you're cool guys. You're friends of mine. I don't mind.
It's like a
if
humidor.
We try a few, and it's like okay, you smoke a few, and you put it down. You smoke a few. That's a good one. You share it around.
Sampler pack, or better yet, I mean, actually, why you said that really, I do actually sell cigarettes outside the junior high. That'd be a way easier. That'd be way easier than bringing them over the
to
trunk
show
of my car.
Them what they got. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. I mean, I'm already wearing a trench coat without pants on.
Obviously. Right at the middle school.
Yeah.
Why? What else would you be wearing at a middle school?
Right.